This morning, we have a guest joining us by phone. Emily Paulson is with us this morning from Brunco Farms, and we're going to talk about a local food and farming celebration event that's going on this Sunday, September 10th. Emily, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Talk a little bit about what's going on with the local food and farming celebration. What happens on Sunday?
Well, this is our second year of doing these tours, so it's like a farm crawl style event, and there are four different farms that will be open for tours that day. And on each of those farms, there will also be booths set up maybe from other farms and organizations that deal with food and farming in Cass County. So the farms range from, you know, conventional farms to organic. There's fruit, there's vegetables, there's row crops, there's livestock, there's a little bit of something for everyone.
Okay, I was going to ask you, what's special about these farms? One of them is special because it's yours, of course.
Yeah.
But were you just trying to find some different farm operations that just offered some different variety?
That's a great question. So last year when we started this, we started with the three farms that all produce. So we're wanting to highlight local food and the fact that you can buy food right off the farms. You can buy food within the community that was actually produced within the county, within surrounding counties. So we just kind of really want to bring that home and let people see what goes on a farm and a different variety as well.
Okay.
And these farms in particular are all kind of in the same general geographic location, which was done to, like, keep things simple.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. If you're going to do farm tours, you need to make it very easy for folks to be able to get around, too. You did this last year, then, for the first time, right?
Correct, yeah.
Was it well attended?
Yeah, we didn't do a good job of keeping attendance last year, but we thought we had between 50 and 60 people. So we were pretty happy with that for our first year.
Okay, well, obviously it was good enough that you wanted to put the effort into doing this again. So what will folks actually see then when they do the farm tours here on Sunday?
Well, like I said, there'll be a variety. There'll be vegetable fields you'll actually get to go and look at and touch stuff. And then Alan Robinson, a beef producer there on Highway 173, will have some cattle to look at and the feed stuff. The stuff that the cattle eat to look at and maybe even touch and get a feel for. We'll have cattle ourselves set up at Harrisdale Farmstead. We'll be an exhibit this year as opposed to an actual farm stop. But we'll have a different kind of cattle to look at with Jerseys as opposed to Allen's Angus. And so there'll be beehives to see. There'll be some kids' activities. I believe at Aries Fresh Produce, they talked about making butter and maybe even some apple cider. We'll have a potato dig at our booth for the kids to get their hands in some dirt and see what it's all about digging potatoes. So it's just going to be a wide variety of stuff. There'll be some tractors to see some of the bigger farmers use and hand tools that smaller farmers use. So there's just really a wide variety available this weekend.
You bet. Will these be walking tours, Emily?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so folks should make sure they dress comfortably.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Now,
I don't think any of them will be, like, too terribly far, but you will be walking around on the farm.
Sure. Okay, very good. Well, and I assume that most of the folks, you folks involved in this, you've had some experience in showing some folks around the locations. You get some visitors once in a while.
Okay. What's that?
You do get some visitors once in a while, so
you're
kind of used to showing
actually,
the highlights.
I think most of the farms are used to visitors. So.
Yeah, okay, excellent. Now, you talked about the different vegetables and things. Obviously, this is a good time of the year to do this type of thing because I'll actually see the business side of what you're doing, huh?
Right, yep. And this is, the fall is a great time to see vegetables and also crops out in the field. And some of the farms, one of them in particular, Rolling Acres Farm, actually has a high tunnel so they can grow crops even further into the fall and winter than most of us can, so you'll be able to see that as well.
You bet. How's the year been on the farm? I know we had a little dry spell there for the balance of a good chunk of the summer, but and a lot of rain here as we've gotten to the latter part of summer, but how's it been on the farm overall?
It's definitely been an interesting growing season. Some crops have done better than others, but we just roll with it every year and do the best you can.
All you can control is what you can control.
Yep.
All right. So now do folks need to sign up or register or let you know ahead of time? What happens on Sunday? What should they do?
So the tours are totally free and come and go, so no registration needed for those. Something that we're doing this year is we've added a meal, a local foods meal to follow, and that's at 6:30 at Sweet Joy Shop, and that you do need to buy tickets ahead of time, but that is a meal prepared with ingredients from local producers and specific farms that you'll be touring.
Oh, excellent. Now, will folks be kind of familiar with some of these local farms? Because I think you've been at like Produce in the Park and stuff here, haven't you?
Yeah, so three of the farms, well, four, have actually been at Produce in the Park for 2 or 3 years now. So
okay.
So people, there could be a lot of familiarity.
Yeah, people are familiar with the type of things that you guys work on and you guys produce there too. So what kind of stuff will they get to sample and enjoy down there at Sweet Joy Shop?
Well, the entrees will be a choice between pork, lamb, or there'll be a vegetarian option. The side dishes will be, I think we're calling it a tour of local harvest. So it'll be a wide variety of vegetables from the different farms. I believe honey glazed carrots is one that's been mentioned, a beet salad. Wendy and her chefs down there have really taken off with this, and there'll be really a lot of great stuff to. That's just a very small sampling of the things that they talked about. So.
Yeah, you bet. Well, and it's great to be able to sample things like that that are prepared by someone who's a professional. But, you know, we're not all professionals at home. We'll be able to get maybe some tips and hints on how we can prepare these things easily for ourselves and our families?
You bet. Obviously, feel free to ask anytime, any of the farmers. So that's one of the great things about these tours is we're really like questions. So anything you want to ask at all, we're willing to answer. And there might be some recipes available. I can't guarantee you that for sure, but I know there has been in the past. And if you stop by booths at Produce in the Park, there's always recipes available at the park and even from some of the vendors, too.
Sure. What about children? Can you bring the kids along?
You bet. We want to see the kids there.
They'll enjoy it as well.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Now, how long will these tours take? It says on my sheet here, it looks like about an hour or thereabouts. Is that right?
So we start at 1 and go until 5, and each of the farms will give a tour kind of on the hour, and the tours will last anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes at each farm to allow you time to see what else is on the farm and also to, you know, move from one farm to the next.
I gotcha. Okay, and then folks they can show up at any farm at any of those times?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. How will they know where they're going? Is there a place to get maps and things?
There is. So online, on our webpage, actually, the broomcofarm.com, there's a link to the local food and farm celebration, and there's a map on there. And also, on the day of, we'll have nice prominent signs out saying local food and farm celebration pointing you to the farms.
Okay. So very good. Well, it sounds like the weather's going to be great for you this weekend.
I think so.
Can't beat that. Excellent. Well, it sounds like you've put in a lot of time and effort to get this all put together here, get folks involved and get these different farm organizations online to do all this kind of stuff. Sounds like they should have a good time. Hopefully the weather will stay wonderful and you'll get a nice crowd here this weekend. Excellent. Emily, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate what you're doing and congratulations on the continued success of your farm.
Thank you. Thanks.